Yeah. What's going on? I'm still here. I know, right? As always, it is really weird. Normally, I walk it off after the smack off, but here I was yesterday. In fact, a lot of you said, Rome, make that a permanent thing. It was so good to have you here to break down the smack off after the smack off. And I did, and I'm here again. You won't believe this. I will be here tomorrow, too. All right, welcome to the program. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studio, right? I know. Here yesterday, here today, here tomorrow. Incredible.
We are coming. This is not happening.
Oh, it is happening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, this is happening. Oh, my God. Oh, believe me, when I woke up Monday morning, when the alarm went off and I realized I was coming in, that was my thought. Oh, my God, this is not happening. Oh, my God, this is not happening. I'm in Wisconsin, right? I'm fat, right?
It's
No. I'm still in Cali.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Some of you clones are like, oh, Rome is here. Oh,
Roger Clemens
smack off Monday.
Is in George's box, and Roger Clemens is coming back.
Rome is coming back. Rome is here. All the incredible things. Alvy.
Of all the dramatic things
I haven't even gotten
seen,
through the Rocket Mortgage billboard yet, Alvy.
Right in George Steinbrenner's box.
Right in Jim Rome's box. There's Jim Rome. Of all the dramatic things. You don't have to worry, clones. Here I am. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right. I am definitely here. And we are backloading today. All the interviews start in hour number two. Not only in hour number two, but the middle of hour number two. So we are wide open in the front half of the program. Take advantage of that if you would. 1-800-636-8686. I'm already exhausted after that open. I haven't even done the open. I'm exhausted after the good morning. You can, a deck of moo. It's never too early for that. Deck of moo. There's your winner in case you missed it. The winner of the smack off this year, Caleb. You can rock that for an entire year. All right, so in addition to your telephone number, which is toll-free nationwide and in Canada, 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on social media, if you don't mind, at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Coming up at 10:40, these are Pacific times now. Cole Kmet, tight end for the Bears. Coming up at 11:20, one of the most exciting fighters ever, Israel Adesanya. UFC middleweight champ. Dana White came on yesterday. Dana White made news. Dana White always makes news when he comes on this program. Yesterday was no different. Big, big fight weekend coming up, and the UFC middleweight champ will be joining us at 11:20. Allen Robinson, wide receiver for the Rams, at 11:40. So that's what we're looking at. Jump on in. I had to make a decision this morning. Not whether or not to come in. That was a no-brainer. But once I got in, was I going to start the morning talking about Kyrie or Westbrook? Tough call. It's kind of like a lose-lose. There are no right decisions, right? I'm SoCal. I'm going to start with Westbrook. Russell Westbrook dropped a video this morning. And Laker fans, let me tell you something. It's a killer. Are you ready? You may think you are, but I know you're not. Because this is not something you want to wake up to. This is not something you want to see. You may think you are prepared for this. Trust me, you are not. So, before I hit play, you have been warned. You have been warned. Check it.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Break my soul, I'm telling everybody, 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 everybody.
Turns out Russ's singing is like his shooting. It's ass. And right now, pretty much no one in that league shoots it worse than this dude. He's got no range on the floor. He's got no range on the mic. That is literally the worst singing from an athlete since Carl Lewis grabbed a mic before a Nets game.
For the ramparts we watch, We're so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red flag.
The hell you will. The hell you will. No, you won't. 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 Ever. Anyway, Carl is the GOAT, the absolute king. And don't you ever forget that. But back to Russ. Because it's hilarious that he's singing along to Beyonce's Break My Soul just minutes before he broke the soul of every living Lakers fan. Because shortly after that video dropped, came the official word that Russ was opting in to the final year of his deal worth $47 million. And even though that's not a shock, in fact, it was totally expected, it still does not ease the pain for Laker fans. This guy is singing about how you won't break my soul. And then he goes out and he shatters the soul of every Laker fan. You can't break Russ's soul, but he can break your backboard. Hey-o! Let me be real. And I had to make a decision between Russ and Kyrie. Westbrook and Kyrie to start the program. I want to be real about this. I do prefer Russ's way of doing it to Kyrie's. His horrible singing was still better than Kyrie's, quote, normal people keep the world going, but those of us who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow. Kyrie actually said that, and I will give you the context, and you'll realize just how asinine a statement that is. But at least Russ did not announce that he was opting in for nearly $50 million and then claim that the ethereal plane is mightier than the tangible realm or some horse crap like that. So, Laker fans, you are stuck with the brick. Sorry, all the Photoshops did not work. Pounding the trade machine until your fingers bled did not work. Not only that, Laker fan, but things actually got even worse. Even worse than that because John Wall is reportedly on the verge of joining the Clippers. According to multiple reports, Wall has opted into his deal with the Rockets and then agreed to a buyout, which means he will become a free agent with the expectation of him signing with the Clippers once he does clear waivers. I mean, there was a time when John Wall, as a free agent, would have been incredibly exciting news. Now is not that time. Now is not that time. Now it's just a big, giant meh. Except what it is, aside from meh, it's just more salt in the wounds for the Lakers and Laker fan because the Clippers are most likely going to get this guy for less than $7 million. So while the Lakers are paying $47 million, for Russ, the Clippers can afford to roll the dice on Wall, and maybe they come up with something. So, the Clippers will have Kawhi coming back, and they'll have Paul George healthy, as long as he can stay healthy, and they've got a damn good coach in Ty Lue. And what do Kawhi, Paul George, Ty Lue, and John Wall all have in common? Laker fans thought that every one of them was going to be a Laker in the last few years. Remember? Paul George, allegedly a lock to be a Laker. Grew up in and around Los Angeles. It's all he ever wanted. He was allegedly a lock to be a Laker, and so they read him a stupid poem during their pitch to him. And then he was like, oh, hell no. Kawhi, supposedly on his way to joining the Lakers until he wasn't. Ty Lue was open to being their head coach until they tried to screw him over. And John Wall was supposedly the answer to getting rid of Russell Westbrook. And yet all of them are going to end up in Clippers gear and they'll have a much, 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 much better look at a title than the Lakers do. Have fun with that, Laker fan. Have fun with that and have fun with this, because I know I will.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Like I said, his singing is like his shooting. Ass.
Westbrook.
Let me hear that song again. I want to add my own little spin on it. 47 mil, 47 mil, 47 mil I stole. 47 mil, 47 mil I stole. 47 mil. It's pretty good, man. Everybody. 47 mil. Y'all a bunch of buttholes. 47 mil. Y'all a bunch of buttholes. Tell me how my ass tastes. You know what I love? Is it just me? But are we not talking about the most thin-skinned guy ever bumping and destroying that song, You Can't Break My Soul? You Can't Break My Soul. Random eggs on Twitter do it on the hourly. What do you mean, You Can't Break My Soul? Too much, man. This dude. And even then, he's still better than Kyrie. Or when I say better than Kyrie, I mean not as weird as Kyrie. And Westbrook's right up there. If not for Kyrie, Westbrook is the guy, the gold standard. Hey, Laker fan, how's that taste? Not that you didn't see that coming. What, he was not going to take $47 million? You can't break my soul. Y'all bunch of buttholes. See what I did there? I rhymed soul with butthole.
You won't break my soul.
All right, now, just because I made that rhyme, soul with butthole, I know it also rhymes with all that. I don't want any of your, I didn't kill Nicole.
You won't break my soul.
Clones, I know what you're thinking before you think it. I just do.
You won't break my
soul. You know why? Many of you are simpletons.
Everybody.
I didn't kill Nicole. Still too soon. And still not amusing. I know you clones. Great Rome. You know I was going to go there. I know you were going to go there because I know you better than you know you. And I know what you think before you think it. Come on. If I were to allow, I didn't kill Nicole, I'd have to come with, all you clones are a-holes. And I can't do that. I don't think that. Some of you are.
You won't break my soul.
You like it. You like it when I don't walk off after the smack off, right? Because I bring a little something to it.
You like that?
And I'll tell you something else I bring to it. I'm not laying it up either. I am not laying it up either. Look at me. Do I look like I'm laying it up? You can't break my soul. Buttholes.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
Thanks, Brick. The gift that keeps giving. Russ the Brick.
Westbrook.
Congrats, Westbrook. Congrats. And I do want to get into Kyrie. It was, you know, on the one hand, I could have easily have started the program with Kyrie because this guy, man, this dude opting in and then acting like he changed the world by opting in is incredible, even by Kyrie standards. Incredible. The reason I did not start with Kyrie is I'm a SoCal native, and I'm starting with a SoCal topic because I'm going to represent the West Coast as hard as I possibly can. But I will get to Kyrie. That's why I'm doing that. And you know why else? Because this is my show. This is my show. This is my show. You're a butthole. This is my show. This is my show. Don't be a butthole. Telling all of you, this is my show. This is how I got in the Hall of Fame. You like me now? This is what happens when you drag me down to your level. Brick. Clones, all you. All right, so in addition to that, watch this. Wait for this. Do you know what the sound, what that was the sound of? That was the sound of me slapping a tongue on my microphone. You know how in college football, when players get decals on the back of their helmets after a big game or a big play? You've seen that, right? I took that upon myself. Every time I have a good take or I say something I think is amusing or smart, I slap a little tongue on my mic. So if you ever hear this sound, that means I had a good take. And that opening take was a good take. Therefore, there is a tiny little tongue that's on my mic, like the back of my helmet. All right, in addition to all of that, what I have is, yes, my thoughts on Kyrie opting in and then changing the world by doing so. I want to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Just such a weird thing. Again, seemingly everybody inside his locker room loves him, respects him, admires him, thinks he's gritty as hell and a winner. And then there's no shortage of people outside the locker room. And I don't mean randos either. I mean people that matter. I mean people that are peers who think that he's just the opposite. And now another example of that. In fact, this time from a jungle legend, Marty B. Marty B went in. I want to talk about the Cleveland Browns. Man, what a disaster. They were America's team. Here I was on national television year after year after year talking about how they were America's team. I was their biggest fan. What a disaster. America's disaster now. And if you're looking for Baker Mayfield to help you out, if you're looking for Baker Mayfield to right this wrong, if you're looking to Baker Mayfield to pick you up, you got another thing coming to you. And nor should he, by the way. You got another thing coming. Let me check out some of the reaction to get a sense of how you feel on this Tuesday. This one reads, Dear Geese, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Signed, Rome, watching them drop deuces all over his lawn. Casey in New Hampshire. Keep it up, Case. Actually, I've seen pictures of the house. There is still geese wire up. They pulled out my Adirondacks for me. I will be there soon enough. Dodger Jano is getting there ahead of me. Dodger Jano usually gets there a couple of days ahead of time to set up the house. And presumably the geese wire. But apparently it's already up. That was my... Hello. That was my first question. Are there geese taking big dumps on my lawn? I don't know yet. We'll see. Wells in the 360. Russell Westbrook singing was absolute trash. Signed, John in New York's Caleb's Waistband. John in New York came in yesterday and did this.
To congratulate Caleb, and written by Jeff in Southfield. French fries, pizza pie, it's all on Caleb's Waistband. Caleb's Waistband, it's all on Caleb's Waistband.
You know, the funny thing about that is, yesterday, Caleb's I crushed waistband, John for it. Today, it doesn't sound as bad as it did yesterday. Usually, things sound worse. Maybe it's because I heard Westbrook destroy Beyonce's song.
Westbrook.
I don't know. That actually was almost remotely amusing to me today. I don't know why. Caleb's Waistband. And I said, don't you ever do that to a great rock anthem. Stucknut writes, who's jumping off the Lakers bandwagon? Cue the music. Everybody!
Telling everybody. Everybody.
Who is still on it, nut?
Everybody.
You can't jump off of something you're not on. Who is still on that? Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody!
Thank you. Abra Rome Lincoln. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Signed, Rob Lowe Palenka, in his head while he watches the GM rip his office to shreds and punch holes into his wall for not acquiring anyone this offseason again. V in the fee. PHX underscore Nola Girl writes, give Alvin an extra day off. He's on fire this morning. Let me tell you something, Trace. Tracy, you know I respect you and adore you and all, but let me tell you, we just found this dude finally. We finally found this dude. We're not letting him out of our sight. He's had plenty of days off. Come on, Tracy. You're not helping him, Trace. You're hurting him, and you shouldn't be doing that stuff on Twitter, ma'am.
That's not not helping kids.
It's not helping the host, Tracy, and you shouldn't be doing that on Twitter, ma'am. Yeah, because Alvin, that's what Alvin needs. It's another day off because he had an incredible open. Alvin's incredible. Ask Steve Nash. Alvin is incredible. He just does not need another day off.
Alvin's incredible.
I know, right?
He deserves an incredible amount of praise.
If you know Alvin, you know, sometimes he gets pissed. We enjoy that.
You got lots of celebrities and athletes talking about Alvin and his game, and pretty much it's all true. But notice none of them are saying he needs a day off.
Not everybody has your ability, Alvin.
All true. All true.
Thank you.
Jimbo. At Cold Take Jim. What kind of handle is that, dude? I know you're not talking about me. Dear Browns, you won't break my soul. Signed, Baker Mayfield. You won't break my soul. Dude, your handle should be Bad Take Jim. You won't break my soul. Your handle should be Terrible Take Jim. We'll jam Baker Mayfield in there. That's not funny, dude. Horrible Take Jim. Was that taken already, that handle? I could probably get you a verified blue check on that at Horrible Take Jim. Now I'll get to Baker. I've got actually a good take on Baker. Absolutely hilarious that some of you morons think that Baker owes the Browns something. Baker can save the Browns. The Browns did this to themselves. How they had no idea what they were getting into is beyond me. They thought they were so smart. The Browns and all their Ivies, like, hey, well, look, we know that under any other circumstance, we would have no shot ever at getting a quarterback like this. However, because of the situation he's in, flip it on its head, there is an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We are the land. We are the Browns. We would never get a shot at a Hall of Fame prospect like this. Yeah, all right, so he's got a few dozen pending cases against him. This is an opportunity. Man, take every bleeping chip you have, you push it to the center of the table, you guarantee it all, and you get this guy. That's smart. That's taking advantage of a loophole. That's taking advantage of market inequity. Yeah, that's what you thought. You thought you were so smart. Now, how dumb do you feel? You know the guy's going to get at least 1 year, right? You know he's not playing this year, right? And you know that might even bleed into the next year, right? And then you want Baker Mayfield to bail you out. That's funny. All right, so let me take a timeout. That was a pretty solid opening segment, was it not? I'll tell you how solid that was. Another tongue. Dell's Black Friday in July sale is here. Power productivity with a tech refresh. Now with up to 45% off top-rated laptops like the XPS, along with our special deals on business desktops with Intel Core processors, get big savings on the latest servers, storage, monitors, and more with free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Of course, you clones are doing what you always do, taking one of my good ideas and destroying it. More on that in a minute. Quick reminder, today's sponsor is Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of AG1 by Athletic Greens, you are consuming 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. I take my AG1 every single morning. I've done so for months. I love the way it tastes. I mix it in with cold water. I shake it up. Bam. Part of my daily routine. And what I like so much about this is I no longer have to smash a bunch of different vitamin pills. I also love the cost. Less than 3 bones a day. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar. There are no GMOs, no nasty chemicals. And it is approved by many pro athletes that I know and I talk to and trusted health experts as well. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Rome, athleticgreens.com/Rome, and try AG1 today. I try it every single day. So when I say to you, you're doing what you do. You're taking my good idea and you're destroying it and beating it into the ground. Some of you are taking your shots. Like this gal. I'm always happy to hear from Abigail. Abigail's got edge. Abigail's tough. Abigail can be nasty. I like Abigail. At Romy's My Homie tweets, Jimmers, you can't break my soul. I just ride the pole. Sign the pole assassin. War Lady Clones. Abby.
War Lady Clones.
You can't break my soul. I just ride the pole. Sign the pole assassin. That came from Abigail. Because, of course it did, Abigail. Hey, Abby, are you in the midst of another one of your 40-hour shifts? Straight? Without sleep? Or food? It's Squirrel 2. I fell in a hole. I fell in a hole. I fell in a hole. Signed, Baby Jessica. See, that's not funny. I fell in a hole. I fell in a hole. I fell in a hole. Baby Jessica. Let's try another one. Quote. I snack on elbows. I snack on elbows. I snack on elbows. Yours, Jeffrey in Milwaukee. You won't break my soul. I'm telling everybody. Dahmer smack. Everybody. Cannibalism smack. Serial killer smack. I almost allowed that, but no. Still too soon. At Cell Breeze tweets, Romy got mic skills. Can you sing, Give Me Back My Son? Give Me Back My Son. No, I can't. And one more. Jim. Go ahead, Albie. You can't break my mold. You can't break my mold. Signed, Jason Stewart. Alex in Windsor. You can't break my mold. No, but you can't burn it off. Except there's so many, so maybe you can.
Burning.
It's got to be like some sort of limit to the number of moles you can burn off one single human, right? You can't break my mole. And if you break it, doesn't it just kind of scatter into several million more? Okay, have you had your fun with that? That got us to the bottom. Now I guess we're not done. Go ahead, Albie. You can't take my donut hole. You can't take my donut hole. You can't take my donut hole. Guess who sent that? Charlie Weiss, of course. Oh, wait. Are we done? Oh, wait. I've got nowhere I got to be. Oh, wait. Are we done? Good.
Now I'm done.
All right. So when we come back, we move to the next topic. Kyrie. Kyrie, you know how I know that segment sucked? In that thread? James Kelly liked it. James Kelly's like blowing me up like, great stuff, great stuff.
Winthrop.
Actually, it's not, James. You're kind of like, it's like Drake. My betting system is I wait for Drake to get down and I fade him. Same thing with takes on this show. I wait for you to tell me how great something is and then I know it's something we shouldn't do. James Kelly's like, we can do it all show. Dude, we just did it for an entire half hour, which was about a half hour too long. No, we can't do that all show, James. Just start your own show and you can do that crap, your entire program. Let me tell you, if you did, how long that show would last. The duration of that first episode, and then you'd be done. Quote, great stuff. Like the head's totally enthused. Good, dude, boss, good stuff. Keep it up. That's how I know it's terrible content. Hey, James, I got one for you. James, you suck.
Drake, you suck at sports betting.
And you know, at knowing what's good for the show. Stick to
Drake,
knowing what you know.
At sports betting, go back to your little albums of rapping.
Hey, James, you suck at knowing what's good for the show.
Drake,
go back to your little dog
betting,
wash.
Go back to your little
and wash your canines.
Rapping.
Hey, James. You suck at knowing what's good for the show. Go back to listening to the Alan Parsons Project and Washing Dogs.
Drake, you suck at sports betting.
Head, you suck at knowing what's good for this show.
Drake, you suck.
Go back to doing what you know. Washing dogs and bumping APP. And stop texting me in show, dude. For real. I've got Cole Komet coming up an hour from now. Israel Adesanya in the third hour. Allen Robinson also in hour number three. But first, here is a sport.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're still doing it. Apparently you're not done. I'm trying to move on. Dude, the head knows exactly what this show's content needs. Signed, Ian Poulterblass. Andy in Portland, case in point. The head thinks that's good. Understand this. Let me give you a little inside jungle. I know you like the behind the scenes. So as a staff, we constantly talk about the way to build the program and what we should talk about and how we should go about it. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to be straight with you. I'm going to give you some inside jungle, some behind the scenes. We're not always on the same page. Like, we're all different, which I think is what makes this show work the way it does, because we have different POVs. And I've always said, whenever I hire anybody to work on the program, I always say, do not tell me what you think I want to hear. Tell me what you really think. Tell me what you think I need to hear. Tell me what your real opinion is. Do not be a sycophant. Big head, look that word up. That's a really big word for your really big head. Don't be a sycophant, and don't be a kiss ass, and don't suck up to the host, and don't tell me what you think that I want to hear. That gets me nothing. I get nothing out of that. So we do talk about this, and we all come at it from different points of view. Take, for an example, James Big Head Kelly. He literally is more one of you than he is one of us. Honestly, he's closer to being a clone than somebody who works on the program. And that's a good case in point. Andy Portland nailed it. Dude, the head knows exactly what this show's content needs. Signed, Ian Poulterblass. Up to me, and Kelly just admitted to me, bro, just Googled it. I'm shocked that you even did that. Like, the chances that you even know how to spell sycophant head are very low to me. He's like, I didn't know how to spell that. I know. Google fixed it, he says. Anyway, just stop communicating with me, head, at least for the rest of the hour. When I played that Ian Poulter sound, because Andy in Portland pretend to be the head, that sound, he immediately responded with, quote, incredible sound. It's not, Kelly. It's a fart. That's not incredible sound. It's incredibly sophomoric. It's incredibly juvenile. You're like a 45-year-old guy with the mentality of a 9-year-old. So the head does not know exactly what this show needs. The only reason I still let him come around is because he's some kind of weird gambling savant. At Intelligent Panda tweets, Big Head, know your role. Big Head, know your role. You won't break my soul. Big Head, know your role. See, I didn't even know he had a role. I didn't even know what the hell he did around here for the first 10 years. Until all of a sudden he started weighing with, hey, boss, you know this gambling thing's pretty big. You really, head? I'm aware of that. What about it? He's like, I'm pretty good at it. I said, you are. Because I don't know what you do around here. And then come to find out, he is pretty good at it. Big head bets. And just one last one so you can have your fun. Because this guy is old school. At Benton Webb. Quote, you can't touch my console. You can't touch my console. You can't touch my console. Signed, Albie to Ritt when he tries to prioritize all the Ritt drops. Benton, you know better. He doesn't call it a console. Ritt calls it, or Alvin calls it, a volume knob or whatever, the button thing.
To the volume knob or whatever, the button?
Even Alvin doesn't know what it is. and he's a wizard behind whatever it is. The wizard behind the volume knob or whatever.
To the volume
button
knob
thingamajigger.
Whatever the button.
All right, the thread is dead. The thread is dead. We're done. We're done. Let's get back to the show. Of course, you left me in no man's land. Let's tell you about a couple of podcasts really quickly. Draymond Green is episode 228 of the Jim Rome podcast. So I've been giving myself a lot of credit for showing up on the day after the day or the show after the show. It's the first time that I could ever remember doing a show after the smack off. Normally I walk it off after the smack off. Yet here I am on a Monday, and then here I am on a Tuesday. And incredibly enough, I will make it three in a row. I will be here tomorrow. Then I walk it off. But not before I drop the podcast. Episode 228 with Draymond Green. It's good. It's good. It's good because we did it yesterday. I had a conversation with Draymond yesterday. He and I got caught up, and it went really well. I'm really happy about that. So make sure you look for that. The Jim Rome podcast, episode 228. And that's going to drop tomorrow. One more podcast I'm going to push out before I leave. The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. I want to take just 1 minute and tell you about that. What that is. Maybe you've heard me talk about this. Maybe it's of interest. Maybe it's not. Let me just say, you may not have any interest in something sort of cerebral or inspirational or motivational like that. You might rather come in here and only talk about Ian Poulter farting. I know that's for some of you. However, some of you found your way over to the Reinvention Project, and you're getting a lot out of it. I know because I'm getting the reaction. Take Slurome. Slurome never calls this show anymore Slurred Up because he found that podcast, and he cleaned up, and he dried out. And I'm getting a lot of reaction to that podcast. Those who find it love it. It's not for everybody. But I did it to do a deep dive on myself, and I did it to help others. And so far, so great. I love it. It's one of my favorite things of my entire career, honestly. The Reinvention Project with Jim Rome, look for it. Go to my bio, find it in the link, or find the link in my bio, or go to jimrome.com. It is one of my favorite things I've ever done in the business because it's deeply personal. And essentially what I'm trying to do is figure out how I can make my next 25 years my best 25 years. I want to be better professionally and personally, and I want the show to be better and my business and my brand and everything I bring to this world. You know, husband, father, friend, the whole thing. I want my next 25 to be my best 25, and I knew that what I did to get here would not get me there, so I had to change up. And that's what I've done. And we're now almost 50 eps in. I've done that for almost a year now, and I taped an interview yesterday with a resilience coach, a guy by the name of Matt Calderoni. Fascinating dude. Fascinating dude. It is an awesome, awesome interview. Look for that. I will push that out before I leave. So, multiple pods. The JR pod for you old schoolers who want sports in your voicemails, and the Reinvention Project. And I'm getting lots of really good feedback from a lot of people. Not just people my age or a little older or a little younger. People in their 20s are reacting to it and saying, this is good. I really like this content. Like Jake Rome, who goes to University of Wisconsin, says, yo, Pop, I've got friends listening to your pod. And I say, the sports pod? They're like, no. Jake said, no, the Reinvention pod. So I like that our younger generation is into it too. They like that energy. But if you're looking for me to talk smack and crack on people, that's not what that is. In fact, in some ways, it's better. I know it's smarter. Although this is pretty smart. So there's something for everybody, right? Draymond Green tomorrow and Matthew Calderoni coming up either tomorrow or shortly thereafter. Look for those podcasts. They're free. They're long form. They're premium content. You will get something out of it. Trust me. You get out what you put in. And I'm giving you everything I've got on that stuff. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so some of you, I'm going to be very honest. Some of you, I don't give a damn what you think. Because you're in it for the wrong reasons. You're trolls. Some of you, I really, really respect, admire, and even love. And I care what you think. This person falls into that category. Bella B. Hi, Jim. You know that I'm a loyal lady clone for over 20 years. And I love you, Jim. But I will not tolerate any slander whatsoever about the big head. War big head bets. Bella B in Calgary. Hey, Bella B, who gives a damn what you think? Just kidding, B. I know you love you some head.
They're all buttholes.
Big head.
They really are.
I know you do. I know you love the big head. You know why that is, Bella B? Because you are a gambling degenerate.
I love when you talk.
And I like that. Kidding. Kidding. Hey, big head, at least one person's got your back. Bella B. She loves, loves big head bets. This guy, here's some reinvention feedback from last week or so I want to share with you. And I get this, too. I really understand this. Rod writes, thank you. I will spare you the sordid details, but the reinvention project has changed my life. Thank you. That is incredible. That is incredible. Changed my life. I will spare you the sordid details. Rod, my guy, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for sharing that. That really inspires me. That's incredible. Hey, Jim, I had a chance to listen to the Terry Crews interview over the week. Such a powerful and humbling story. Easily one of my favorite guests in interviews, Mike and La Quinta. He was amazing, too. All right, second hour's upcoming. More of that and your phone call is next.